Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of For Crying Out Loud, your favorite podcast, right?
Yeah.
We should rename it. We should rename it that.
Lynette, okay. I think you're wearing new glasses.
They're
purple and I like them.
Thank you. They're Rite Aid special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I buy all my glasses at Rite Aid drugstore. Yeah. I mean,
Are you serious? Those are Rite Aid readers?
I've never bought professional. I mean, I've never bought.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get some.
Yeah. They're great. I mean, my vision is like $150 or $2. No, I'm kidding. You know, how it's like it tells you the whatever. All right. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Stephanie's looking for something that she's going to share. But in the meantime, Kaylin and I are going to talk a little bit about our weekend.
It was nuts. It was crazy.
Can I post that video of you?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me watch it at least for before you do. But I won't care. Go ahead.
It's funny. It's just... So we had the bar crawl in Seattle this weekend, and
you had a big week.
I had a long week. Yeah, long week, and then ended. We'll talk about New York in a little bit, but it ended over the weekend on Saturday in Seattle. Beautiful Seattle. It was a beautiful day. It was sun shining. The clouds was out.
I swear to God, I have said clouds out.
I know.
Living in Los Angeles.
Just feeling good.
Julie and I say it all the time.
I know.
I must have said it 100 times over the last week.
I agree. Me too.
My kids out of nowhere will just be like, clouds is out.
Clouds is
out. Just feeling good.
Is the shit that bad? That's the other one too. It's so good.
You can't have you a good day.
Yourself a good day. It was beautiful, and we've been trying to get to Seattle since the day one that we've been doing these bar crawls, and because we do the Corolla Drinks after show live on Facebook that we started after the Adam Carolla Build Shit live show on Spike, we decided to do a after show. So we decided to not just do an after show on his show, but now we're just going to do an after show when we do these events to reflect on our event.
Okay.
You know, maybe have some, stragglers along the way call in if they want. You know, some of the people that showed up, some of the fans can call and participate. So we're going to be doing that tonight on Facebook Live. If you're listening to this on a Tuesday, we're going to be doing it tonight at 7 p.m. East Coast time, Facebook Live. Corolla Drinks after show, and we're going to talk about the event, show pictures and videos and whatnot. And because it's Seattle and one of Adam's biggest markets, he has a love for Seattle, that we decided that we want to thank all the lackeys because they all busted their ass through that whole 10 episodes of Facebook Live. We wanted to reward them and take them to Seattle. So we brought – because usually when we do the bar crawls out of city, out of the state, we just bring one or two just, for help and we rotate them. But this time we brought – all of them. We flew nine more, And Chris Maxipata, that's another whole separate situation.
Rock star.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Fucking. And watching you watch him was the best.
I did not give a shit.
I know. You didn't.
I did not care what anybody thinks of me right now.
Kaylin was rocking out by himself in the corner, like smiling from ear to ear, watching little Maxipata up there, who – turns into a whole new different person. Like, oh my God, like I was going to drop my panties. It's like, geez Louise, he's a rock. He's like he's like Dave Grohl meets Anthony Kiedis. Like,
really?
And it's just his whole band. Like, it's him, the bass, the other guy's the bass.
Will,
right?
Yeah, Will's the bassist.
And the drummer. And those two are like kind of like goofy goofballs.
Yeah, Will is the funny one on the bass.
Yeah.
It's the faces that he makes.
They're hilarious. But then they go into rock star mode and they get up there and they're just like, and Chris is doing his guitar solo and he's got his eyes closed and then he's going on the ground and he's, I mean, And he sings, and all their songs are great. Like, it's rockin' songs. You, Stephanie, would love them. And I took a lot of video, but I don't think it's coming – the sound is not coming through as well. You hear the background noise more than you can hear the band on these videos. But you can kind of see what I'm talking about. But you really got to experience the Loxy. I always say it wrong. Is the name – Loxy is the name of his band.
Oh, I like that. That's a cute name.
Yeah, L-A-X-I. And they rocked. They blew the roof off of the Showbox Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And also, hello, Mike Dawson is another one that blew me away. He fucking rocks. Like,
and
he's so good.
You should see him when he's got, like, his whole band there, too, because he's got great band, and his guitarist is sick. But at Seattle, it's obviously just him. But when he's got the whole band back there, too, and he's doing those songs, it's even better.
He's amazing. These guys are talented. They're too talented for us. I don't know what they're doing here.
Yeah, you never expect that voice to come out of Chris Locke's.
No. Deborah Barge, who Deborah works with us from time to time on these events, sometimes when she can. She's a wonderful human being. She raises money for charity is what she does for a living. And anyway, she lives in Seattle, and her husband came. And so she's known Chris for a few years. And she turned around. She was sitting in front of me. I didn't even know she was sitting in front of me because I was standing. She turned around, and she said, "Holy shit. Like, who knew that? That little guy has it in him," because he's just like, "Hey, what's up?" You know, he's just like, you know, he's low key, just comes, does his thing, goes away. Well, there's Max Zapata, you know, but no, he's a rock star. So, anyways, I think we should shoot a video. Anyway, we had a great time. A lot of people came out. We had two bus Starline buses packed, and the bus rides are always fun because. You know, everybody's like, you know, everybody's in a great mood. And I always think to myself, I don't want to get stuck on a bus. Like, that's the last thing. To me, if I had to buy a ticket for this event, I would be like, maybe I'll just meet them there. Take an Uber. No. The buses are one of the best parts.
Probably the best part, yeah.
The best part of the evening is, like, we go to the bars. We kick it off. Ray and I get up there. We give a toast. We thank everybody for coming. And how many people do you think, Kaylin?
Maybe like 120 at least.
Okay.
Probably around 120.
Yeah. So at the first bar.
In the buses or per bar?
I'd say probably about like 60 on each bus for two buses. And then also by the end of the bar, there were also people that came that, you know, it sold out after the buses were filled up. We didn't have any more tickets. But then more people came to the last bar where Chris and Dawson were performing. So by the end, it was probably up to like even maybe 150.
Yeah. So they performed at a theater, at the Showbox Theater in Seattle. And so we brought in not just our people, but then people that couldn't get on the bar crawl because it was sold out or whatever. They met us at the Showbox Theater, so more people came. So it was packed, and so it was a night of comedy and music, and that's what this new thing that we're doing now. It's like comedy, bar crawl, comedy, music, and
was Adam there?
No. No comedy. No Adam. No. That's the beauty of this, because we can promote – and we can sponsor, you know, these events and Adam doesn't have to go. People bought tickets. They were $50 a ticket, I think.
Maybe, that sounds about right. Either 40 or 50, I think.
Yeah, it was more expensive this time around because it was an evening of it was a whole evening of going to a couple bars and then ending up at the theater.
And did you get local comics or you brought your own?
We had our own. We brought we had the one guy, I can't remember his name. He started off. He was funny. And then Matt Edgar, and I'll think of the guy's name or maybe Kaylin can tell me. Then we had Matt Edgar, who's kind of well-known, I guess, in the little comedy world. Pauly Shore, I guess, has given him a shout-out a couple times. But He's been on tour with Chris before. Like, they went to a couple other places before they ended up in Seattle. They went to Fresno and on their way there. So it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing that Jay orchestrates, and thank God for Jay. And so we had the musicians. The comedians did their sets, and then the musical acts did their thing, and it was just – my feet were killing me because I was, you know, in New York, you know, walking and blisters and everything. But I stood the whole time because I wanted to watch Chris play because I've never really watched him play. And but the people were so sweet. Everybody was really nice. All the lackeys, for the most part, did a good job, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Kaylin.
Yeah.
No, Kaylin did a great job. And Dylan, thank you to Dylan. He did a great job. And Nick – did a great job until towards the end of the night. And then he started having fun with some girl.
Yeah.
I don't know who she was, but he was slow dancing during a fast song in the back with a girl.
I did see that at one moment. Yeah.
Yeah,
at the last bar, Nick, you could tell, was gone. He's like, all right, he's just going to be doing his
I think that she was holding him up. Like, you know when you're at a prom and you know how, like, the girl is looking up in the guy's eye?
Uh-huh.
It was the other way around, where he was, like, looking up in her eyes and he was, like, holding on to her and they're, like, slow dancing and, like, kissing in the back. Meanwhile, like, Chris is rocking out in the front. Oh, it was funny. But, it was a good time. Stephanie, you were missed because people come up to me and they say, like, when the hell is Stephanie going to come on these things? And I was like, yeah, I know. And they're like, we know she's, you know, she's a busy mom and everything, but she can come back for one night.
She's 50.
Yeah, but.
And sober. But why the hell does she not want a party?
They did. They said that. They are like, I'm sure she's fine in this kind of.
I have fun. Yeah. I do like stuff like that.
That's what I said.
I will come.
Yes. You
should.
Let's
plan one. The next one that's planned, like, you know, a month or two out, let's plan for me to go. Why not?
You know, before you talk about that, the reason these bar crawls started was because of us. Because Patrick is the guy that we met that started the whole thing.
Right.
And Patrick is an Adam Carolla fan, but then he found us and he started listening to our show. And he was like, holy shit, these girls are funny. And they're like, if you want to know what the real mind of a woman, especially the mind of a married woman, the way they think, you got to listen to For Crying Out Loud. He's like, holy shit. He's like, I got to meet these chicks. And he's the one that did our show live, the very first live show we did in Hollywood.
Tin Horn Flats.
Thank you very much. See, you do have
a
memory.
Well, we should do another live show,
too. He wants to do it. He was like, you tell me when. I'll plan it. So let's do it.
Let's do one. We could do it at the Improv.
Okay. Yeah.
We could also go somewhere else. I mean, we could go to Bar Crawl and do a live show.
Yeah. Yes. We'll
People
figure it out.
People would want it.
Yeah.
The fans demand it, Lynette.
I know.
You know what?
Yeah.
We have a little favor to ask you guys.
Yeah. Tell us.
And it's going to take less than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to podcast1.study to do a short survey. It's podcast1.study. And the first 250 people that go and complete the survey get a $25 gift card to restaurant.com and a chance to win an additional $250 gift card from Visa. You know, the show is supported by advertisers, and filling out the survey helps us out.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks.
Yes, it does.
And speaking of sponsors, let's talk about Lyft.
Yeah, I used Lyft.
You did?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how did you get on with the drivers from Lyft?
They were great. I got on very well with them.
Because, you know, to me, the way I think of it is Lyft is like the Trader Joe's of driver's apps. Because they're friendly, they're fun, and they're working for tips.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of make it their job to, you know, engage with you. Unless you don't want to be engaged with, then they'll be quiet.
Right.
And the thing about Lyft is it's a great company to work for. So if you're looking to make a little extra money, and let's be honest, who isn't?
Right.
Who doesn't need a little extra money? If you might be a parent, maybe you want to send your kids to college. I don't know. Maybe you don't, but you probably do. You probably want that opportunity. Choose Lyft because they believe that ride-sharing driving should be fun. And if you're having a good time, so are the passengers. And here's what you want to do if you want to join up with Lyft. Go to Lyft, LYFT.com/FCOL today. Get a $500 new driver bonus.
Mm-hmm. I asked the guy about that, and he got it. And he was very sweet, very friendly. And I asked him, I said, you know, I do sponsors. I do ads for your company, you know. And I just said, what do you think? Do you like it? And he goes, oh, my God. It's the easiest, greatest, easy money job in the world. Except he's got to work out in New York, but that's tough.
Oh. So go to Lyft.com/FCOL today. That's Lyft.com. Limited time only. Terms apply. Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. So New York was a lot of fun. New York is getting crowded, man. It is. Jeez Louise. I swear, it's like, you know when you're in a venue at someplace that's, I don't know, like a concert where you can't get any reception or something like that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like that constantly. And this is why I used Lyft a lot, because I couldn't get, like, the network was constantly down. Sometimes it, like, would scroll and on. And it was just – it just was, like, constant Waze was ever – it just – it was very crowded, mm-hmm. very crowded. And it was humid and hot. There was one day that was really nice. It's the day I made the guy pedal his ass off for me. But he asked.
Oh, I saw a picture of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was walking. You know, I was almost to the next stop that I had to get to. But – I realize, like, women in New York, they bring – and this, I know this because before I – as I was packing, Olga's like, Lynette, you know what you should do? You need to bring one of those big, you know, one of your tote bags and then keep your, you know, your sneakers in the bag. And then when you come out of the meeting, you put your sneakers on. And she's right. But then I was like, huh, I can't fit that big old tote bag in my – where am I going to put that tote bag? I should have used it for other stuff to bring onto the plane.
Right.
Which I did have a big – anyway.
As a carry-on.
Yeah. Yeah. I did, but that one was too big to use. So anyways, I didn't. I decided to suffer. I was going to be like, oh, you know what? I put the shoes on in my living room. I'm like, oh, these are fine. They're comfortable. I have no problem. Yeah, right. After you've walked and they start walking like 7 blocks, they start to – and then I saw a shoe store and I bought a pair of like sneakers at like a cheapo Aldo. Is it Aldo? Aldo?
Uh-huh.
I like that place, but I bought me some sneakers. And those started to hurt, too. I kept walking. And then the one guy just goes, hi, ma'am, would you like a ride? And I was like, yeah, I do. Okay. Can you do it? It's hot out. Really? You got long sleeves and everything. He's like, sure, no problem. He was really cute, sweet, very nice. So anyway, he gave me a ride. But New York, it was beautiful. I went to the Sirius XM studios, which was
– yeah. Oh, you did the Barstool show?
I'm going to – yeah, I'll tell you about that in a second. The first one was Sam Roberts. So it's Jim and Sam and Jim Norton and Sam Roberts.
Oh, okay.
But Jim Norton, I guess, was at us – he was in L.A. when I was there. So see, what happened was is that Maria –
what happened?
This is what happened. Maria Menounos, okay, beautiful
right.
Maria.
Yes.
Her husband, who's awesome
– has that studio.
He has a studio, yes,
yes.
that he built. Mm-hmm. And he has his show, and I've done his show, and – every time – he's very, like, intense, you know? He's
okay.
like, he's like, you should promote. You guys, when you do bar crawls and stuff, you got to get out there. You got to promote. You got to you should be – are you doing Sirius XM? Are you doing Wake Up with Taylor in the Morning show? Are you doing the Sam Roberts show? You should be doing this show, that show, everybody's show. I was like, I don't think anybody wants me on that show. Like, why would they want – they don't know even – why would they – they want Adam maybe, but I don't know. They don't want me. And he then all of a sudden – so I told him I was going to New York. I was like, sure, I'd be happy to do it. I started getting all these texts, like a flurry of Lynette, meet Sam. Lynette, meet Taylor. Lynette, meet the producer of so-and-so's show. All these things. And I was like, first of all, who is this? I didn't know. Whose phone number is this? Finally, after I figured out it was Kevin, who's sweet as pie, he just reaches out. And he's like, I want you to have their number so the next time you can just text them and say, hey, I'm coming into the city. Even though I don't think I would ever do that. But I'm not that kind of a person, you know? I don't know. I just don't have – would you do that? Would you like – maybe? I don't know.
Just start – I'm not great at promoting myself. No.
No. No. And then I thought,
I gotta get better at it.
Got Sword and Scale Rewind.
Yeah.
So that just launched. So, okay. That's – all right. There's something. Because we the bar crawl, but what are you going to promote? Bar crawl? It's already sold out since Seattle. Just
yeah. Sword and Scale Rewind's a good one, though, to promote.
Yeah.
And did you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. And how about – and I'll tell you about that in a second. And how about For Crying Out Loud? That's the one to promote, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I always
feel like – this is just an interjection. But I always feel like our show, it feels like our family.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Even though I know that we have like, I don't know, the you know, like 50,000 – listens, but it just feels like, oh, these are just the same people that listen to us
right.
every week. And it doesn't feel like we're going to – I can't explain
– take over the world.
Yeah. It just feels like we have this little like niche and we just do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, if people want to come and join in the party,
yeah,
great.
Right.
And if they don't, fuck them. No. No, but I just don't think of it as like
I know.
Whenever my friends ask, when I go, oh yeah, I do a podcast, like, and people are like, oh, well, should I listen? I'm almost more like, no, because I'd kind of rather you didn't so I can talk about you. No.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I
never think of like running around going, please listen to For Crying Out Loud, but I should.
Yeah, yeah. And whatever.
Go on.
Listen, hey, everybody that's listening right now, why don't you guys do it for us? Tell your friends to subscribe to For Crying Out Loud. If each one of you did one, you would double our listenership.
Yeah, just do your part. That's all we're asking.
Just do your part.
It's like go to your husband's computer.
It's
like don't litter.
And
like,
hit subscribe. Right.
Right.
Or your son or your daughter or whoever that's old enough or whatever, friend. Just sneak over and hit subscribe on their app.
Hack onto their stuff just to prove to yourself that you can.
Yeah.
You know?
And prove to us that you love us. What are we talking about?
So you get all these texts. You agree to go on shows.
Right.
So, then you get to New York. I'm just going to guess, knowing you. You get to New York and you promptly like go, what did I just do? Why I'm now going to go on these people's shows?
I know.
What am I going to say?
Well, yeah. I just think of what Adam would do, and that's sleep in until the last second and then get up and then put on my flip-flops and my Puma sweat jacket and go down to the Sirius XM studio. Now, I've been there before because I've interviewed – I've been to the Howard Stern because I interviewed Gary Delabate for the 10th Avenue podcast.
Right, right.
So Sirius XM building is so intimidating, first of all. Okay.
I've been there.
Yes. You get there. I get there. It's 9 a.m., so everybody's getting there to work. So I'm getting there at 9 a.m., and it's like an airport. You have to check in. You have to give them your driver's license, and they ask you – the producer of each show that I was on asked me, make sure to give me the right name that's on your driver's license. Otherwise, they won't let you up. So you give them the driver's license. You check in. They check your bag. And then – there's a whole thing now where the elevators are like – so I'm going like to 31st floor or some shit. So the elevator situation is you hit the button and it says 31 – if you're going to the 31st floor, go to the bank elevator 5.
Right, right. The like separate elevator banks that have the separate ways. Yeah,
right. And it lights up. It doesn't – it's not like it's there all the time like in etched in stone. It lights up. It goes, okay, at 39th floor – go to number 5. Guy's going to the 12th floor, go to number 7.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps changing. It's weird. And then it's a whole super, a little bit futuristic. But so then you get there and everybody's getting to work, right? So everybody's waiting in the elevator bank area. It's like, hey, Bob, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Did you have a good weekend? Yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend. Everybody's like – and then everybody looks – I feel like everybody's looking at me like, who where are you going? Like, where's your briefcase?
Right.
Where's your bag?
Right.
Where's your tote bag?
Your talent, baby.
I was like, wow. I felt like the first kid
it's
at school.
It's radio.
You know when you go to school and you don't know anybody – like, feel like out of place. It's like that. Like, everybody's talking about their jobs, and I don't have a job here.
You know what? I want to disavow you of the notion that you need to be like that. This is what I do in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I just go, I'm the talent. If I walk around in my pajamas, that's how they know, baby. That's how they know your talent. That's how they know, because you're not dressed professionally, because you're like, bitch, I don't have to.
Right. I should have dressed like –
I'm a guest on your show.
You are funky, like
I don't
Converse.
Come here. This isn't my job.
I know. I should have dressed like Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, hoodie and Converse.
Yeah, that's what I should. What was I thinking? I was like in a business outfit.
Although then they
outfit.
Think you were there to deliver sandwiches,
right?
Which you could have done.
Yeah, there's that sweet spot. You can't be like
right.
If you're Sarah Silverman, you could do that, but you can't like if you're a nobody. Yeah,
no, you're
people
right.
Think you're
right.
There to like drop off something, pick up something for Sarah Silverman, deliver it to her. Pop brownies. So then you walk in and it's Sirius XM. Then you walk onto the floor of Sirius XM and now you're like, holy shit. And you see like the Bruce Springsteen and you see Howard Stern and you see all the shows that are on the Sirius XM stations and all the studios and everybody's doing a show like Shade 45. I don't know what's going on. Like there's all these studio after studio after studio, and people are in there. And then you walk by, and everybody looks because everybody wants to see who it is. You know, I'm like, listen, I'm not anybody. Don't look at me. And then I see a guy with a Born to Run T-shirt, and I was like, oh, I like that guy. And he's like, are you Lynette? You're here to see, what's his name?
Sam
Roberts. Yeah. I said yes, and I said I like your shirt. And he's like, thanks. You're a Boss fan? And I said, oh yeah, love Bruce Springsteen. And then Sam Roberts was great. He was super sweet, super nice, funny. He's fun. I suggest you listen to his show. He's very funny. He likes wrestling, the world of wrestling a lot. I don't know about Jim because I didn't meet him, but Sam was nice.
Was he hosting it alone?
It was him and then, like, you know, like a sidekick, like Kalen.
Yeah.
So anyway. yeah, he was very nice, did his show. And, you know, and Emily was there. Emily Morse was in the city as well because she's, you know, she's busy. I ran into her and I saw her and we had plans to go out, like, out on a Thursday night. And I was too tired. I was like, sorry, Emily. You have friends, right? You're by yourself, are you? And she's like, no, I'm fine. She's like, trust me, I'm going to go home early too. I'm beat. I was exhausted.
So what was she doing there?
She, Cosmopolitan magazine, flew her out because she was doing some talk, some symposium thing that she does. She does that a lot. So, you know, it was a very fun week. And then the next day I went to the Barstool studio. Now, if people don't know what Barstool is, it's a website that dudes go to or sports fans, like a big sports fan, but it's also bloggers that blog not just about sports, but mainly sports, but about, you know, pop culture, stuff like that, like Bill Simmons does with Grantland or did with Grantland or whatever.
Right.
So that, like, Jay was very excited for me. Like, Jay was like, oh, my God, tell me everything. Take tons of pictures. Jay kept saying, take a lot of pictures. Take a lot of pictures. I was like, okay. So I go there. I thought that they were going to be at Sirius XM. No, they're at their own headquarters, right, which is like, I don't know, off a side street on some avenue. I don't want to say how I said it, but like off the sides, one of the side streets. And you're in this building and you get some business, like a corporate office type building, but nothing like Sirius, nothing like that. And you go up and the elevator opens into what is basically Mecca for every guy, red-blooded American guy that likes sports in the country. Like, it's just dudes, it's just couches, sofas, monitors, green screen, a bar with like tap handles, and just wires and monitors, and just dudes sitting on couches, like kind of like they are over at Adam's studio, like where you see Matt Fondelier sitting on the couch back there, but 100 times bigger and better, and just, I mean, just probably 40 guys just sitting there, young guys just on their laptop. Maybe one girl, like, in the back. I didn't see any. And the most awkward thing, because the elevator doors open and everybody turns to look at who's coming out of that. And I was like, oh, God, here we go again. I felt so awkward. And immediately Kevin Clancy, who's KFC, who's the host of the Podfathers, which you should be on, invited me to be on their podcast because they do Podfathers, which is three of their guys, Clem and Chaps. They all got nicknames. And KFC do – they're three dads. And their show is unbelievable because if you listen to their show, it's – I forget who I'm married to. And it's like I want to go home and kick Adam right in the nuts after I listen to them or I hear how they are because they have so much empathy. And they have so much they try hard, very hard, to be like a good husband and a good dad. And honey, like Kevin was saying, his wife is like ready to give birth to their second child. And they have like a 2 year – she's 18 months. And he wants to know, like, when she was born and I met him – we were talking – this is when he was in L.A. And he was like, I want to know if what I'm doing is right. I want to know, like, how do I feed? Like, how do I take over when the wife's tired? I was like, all right, who are you? What? How do you take over when the wife's tired? What? And he's like – so he was telling the story about his wife's about to give birth. And he's like, I'm watching her and she's picking up the laundry and she's cleaning this. And I was like, honey – What do you think I'm here for? That's what you I'm your husband. That's what I'm here for. Go sit down. Like, that's what you married here. Like, hello. Like, he's being legit. He's not being ironic. He's being, like, honest. And the other guys are the same way. I'm like, I know. Like, I don't know how they do it. Like, I really got to hand it to you. You got to carry that thing around for 9 months. And then, you know, and then – so then we talked about being a dad and stuff like that. But it just – they are so – different than what I'm used to and like the world I live in. But they're very sweet and we're talking about like you know, sleep training and all. They're in the trenches, you know. They're not at that corner office yet.
Right.
So I did their show, and that show's out this week. I think it came out yesterday on Monday. So
that's a podcast.
Yeah, Podfathers.
Hence the name Podfathers.
Yes, Podfathers, yeah.
Okay.
So I did it there at their Mecca studio. And
the Barstools one?
Barstool, there's a bunch of other podcasts that they do too.
They're like an entire like media empire at this point. Like they started out as like this little blog in a garage, and now they're mostly like their big thing is like their blog on their website, but they also got a ton of podcasts. They do videos.
So they're like
a
network.
Comedy Central show for a little test run for a while. They're like just everything.
Yeah. Got it. So they're that's the umbrella Barstools, and then they have.
Right.
Different.
Then they have their all the rest stuff.
And you promoted Sword and Scale on that one?
Absolutely.
Too? Oh,
and
good.
They had this producer that was in the room with us who doesn't talk. He's just kind of, he was just there and he was really nice. And I said, so I'm doing this show called Sword and Scale. And they all like looked at him and they're like, and he was like, that's like one of my favorite shows. And I said, well, he's like, oh, yeah, I know. He's like, you're doing the Sword and Scale Rewind. I know. I heard about it. And I was like, yeah, you should. He's like, I haven't listened to it. I'm subscribed, but I haven't listened to it yet. He's like, because I got a newborn at home. And I'm like, so. I promoted that, and they were so sweet. It was a great episode, and I promoted the bar crawls. And one of the best things that came out of this trip was they said, we should do a bar crawl. We need to do a bar crawl with our guys, and we should do like a whole big, Corolla drinks, bar stool, crossover bar crawl. And I was like,
fun.
Done and done. And worlds colliding, so we're gonna plan that.
My gosh. It's taken off.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Do you ever like.
What are you doing,
when
Steph?
When you're talking to people like that and they have a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of our listeners have a newborn. But aren't you just like, oh, God bless you. I am so happy I don't have a baby.
Yes.
I don't have any, not a tiny ounce of like.
Nothing.
No baby. I mean, that baby fever, for me, it really ended as soon as I had babies,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I had the twins, because
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I'm so done.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd think sometimes like, oh, well, after a while, you'll be like, oh, babies. No,
nope.
Not at all.
Nothing.
I don't want to hold your baby. I don't want to play peekaboo with your baby. Like, good luck with that baby, honestly. But I don't want to. I'm not going to be that person that's like, oh, can I hold your baby?
No.
Like, I've held a shit ton of babies
right,
in my life.
Right. I know.
They
smell
held babies.
So good. They
but
breathe
I
on
held
your neck.
My own for
yes.
so long that mm-hmm. it's like I'm so happy to not hold babies.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not like a bitch. Like when I I do think babies are
I will
are
hold your baby if you need me to
yes,
at the supermarket.
Of course I will.
But you got 10 seconds.
And I do think they're really cute. Like I do – but you know what? I appreciate other people's babies even more because I don't have babies.
Because
right. now I can be like, oh my God, that baby is so cute
mm-hmm.
and I don't have to take care of a baby tonight.
Yeah. Now.
I just – much respect to people that have – that are – earlier in the journey.
Yes.
Because it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love is like having done it, it's sort of how I feel about writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't like writing. I dread writing. To sit down and write is so excruciatingly hard.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing better than the feeling of having written something. So it's like, oh, the early parenting was really hard. I found it to be excruciating.
Yeah.
But having done it, I love my kids so much
mm-hmm.
and I love being a parent and I love my kids. Like, I love the product
right.
of all that hard work.
Right.
Not that it's still not ongoing and of course there's challenges, but
right.
man, I just really like being a parent of slightly older, I love having 9-year-olds.
Yeah. And you know, I agree. And that's the hard thing to convey to those three. Well, the one wasn't there. Those two guys, because they're in the thick of things. And when I say like, you're going to love going to their games, especially you guys, you're going to love, they're going to play sports. You're going to love going to their games. And they're like, yeah, we can't even, that doesn't even,
no,
it
that
sounds great.
Compete,
yeah,
yeah.
I know we're going to like going to their games. We got that. Yeah. We understand. But like, it seems so fucking far away. Like
it does seem far away.
And then,
away,
you know, one of the things that we talked about is what nobody really explained to them that hit them like a ton of bricks is, if they get left alone with the kids, even if they're not left alone with – even if their wife's home and they have a whole day with the kid, it's like the hours tick by so slow.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Like, it's only 10 a.m. now what do we do for the rest of the home until it's time for bed? Like, what do we do now? Okay. All right. Let's go outside and play whatever on the swing. Then we come back. Okay. Well, that was 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Now what do we do?
45 minutes. That's a long swing session.
Yeah, right.
That was like, 10.
That's it.
After
right?
10 minutes, you're like, how much more can I push my kid on the swing? Then you come in and you're like, oh my God, only 10 minutes passed.
Right. Like the whole, like time ticks so slow.
Yeah. Why the hell do you think that we do these stupid things that we are not in our personality, like mommy and me's and like music together? Why are we trying these things that we would never normally do? Because you need something to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Become alcoholics when we have, because we, what is there to do besides go to your friend's house who also has a baby and have a glass of wine?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to fill up your time?
It reminds me of a modern Family episode. Rob Riggle, I think, the comedian, mm-hmm. who's just like, he's just like a duke. He's like a dick. He's such an asshole. He's like talking to what's her name? The mom, and he was like about how she's in front of the class, how she's the stay-at-home mom. And he's like, they got the most important jobs in the world, stay-at-home moms. And then he's like, are you kidding? I'd drink myself silly if I was a stay-at-home mom. Let's give it up for her. Like, come on now, give it up. Like, it's true. I'd drink myself silly if I had to be a stay-at-home mom. And they were like, those guys were like, this nobody explained to us how hard it is just to just be with them. Like they're like, we're used to just going off and, you know, you're home and you don't have to like entertain anybody. You just, your wife's in the other room. You're in one room. You're doing your thing. You're taking a shit or you're watching a show or you're reading. You don't have to like constantly be
on and entertaining.
Right. Yeah.
Weird thing is, when your kids are older, here's the funny thing. I still feel – they still ask me to play with them.
Right.
And I still feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, but now I feel a little less bad.
Yeah.
Like going – like the other day, Xander said, Mom, will you – I can't remember what he asked me to do with him, but something play – oh, they wanted me to play Go Fish with them. And I was like – yeah, no.
I know.
But you know what I mean? In my mind, I felt guilty for a second. I even went and told John. I was like, I just said no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no is a complete sentence.
Yes.
I was like, no. And I felt bad, but now I'm over it.
Right.
I go, but I've played with them enough in my life.
I know.
And it's summertime, so there's really no boundaries on how much playing is. Like, I spent a lot of time with them already today.
Right.
Like, I don't have to play Go Fish.
Yes.
I'm just not going to.
Right. That's what you got a sibling for, by the way.
Thank you.
Bless your sister. Like,
and they were already playing with the siblings.
Right.
But it was like, we would love mommy to sit down with us. And I was like, you know what? I don't have to do that anymore. You're not four.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not teaching you to play Go Fish.
Right.
You know what? I'll come. I get to be a mom now.
Yeah.
We've been going over to our next door neighbor's pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they have to be supervised.
Come over. Yeah.
So, well, we have literally next door
right.
over our fence, we have these three guys live there. And they're so nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're these guys in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of them, Michael, is the first one I met. Just like just nice mm-hmm. guys.
Yeah.
And he texted me a while ago and he was like, you know, anytime you want to come over and just use our pool, like we're not home that much. And even when we are, we don't care.
Stephanie's like over the fence.
Come over the gate. He just walk in the gate and he showed me what to do. And he was like, honestly, anytime you want to come over. Well, the kids really took it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now 24/7, they're like, can we go to Michael's house and go swimming? But I have to supervise them.
Yeah.
But I get to feel like the hero going like, you guys want to go swimming? Yeah. And then I don't go in the pool because I have a thing. Like, I don't like to get my hair chlorinated.
Yeah, I know, me
neither. I'll mm-hmm. go in the beach, mm-hmm. but I don't like get it chlorinated. This is a process. I have to wash it out.
I agree. I know.
Right?
I know.
But I love sitting in a chair reading Facebook and letting them go in the pool.
Exactly.
And then I get to be a hero. But it makes me feel like a 50s mom, like mm-hmm. where they didn't ever actually play with the kids.
Right.
But they're all stay-at-home moms that
right.
just like –
sat there and smoked their cigarettes
and let their kids play. I'm like, I get to like sit back and be that mom.
Right.
You kids go ahead and play and I'll be right here.
Yeah.
If you need a glass of lemonade, I'll go to Trader Joe's and get more lemonade. I'll do that. I'll be that hero.
I'll send Michael to go get it. Wait, so are the guys home when you go over there? Or do you have to like
– Sometimes. Like one time we were going to go over and he said, yeah, we have some friends over. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. We won't come over. And mm-hmm. he's like, no, it's just like we have a couple people hanging out, but come mm-hmm. over. And
oh,
we did.
That's
and
so nice.
They had like some nice girls, like one of their friends from college, like just hanging out.
Nice Sharmuta.
And they were so nice to the kids.
Aw, that's so sweet.
One of them was nice. A nanny and she was telling me some fun, like crazy parent stories.
Aw,
just,
that's...
you know, parents with their philosophies.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and that's, yeah, we talked about that on the Podfathers. Wait till your kids go to school and you're going to meet other parents. And Kevin's like, oh, God, I can't even like, I can't even imagine. I said, you got to like, you know, there's going to be times where you like the parents, but you don't like the kids, but you like the kids, but you don't like the parents, you know, or your kids are with, you know, constantly like wants to be with them or whatever, you know, it's like, oh. But again, like.
So many parents are just insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told them that.
Insane. Mm-hmm. And then you go, well, the only reason I'm having to be exposed to this person with this level of insanity is because we both have kids the same age.
Right.
So now they're in my orbit.
Right.
But if I didn't have kids or they – I would never have a conversation with this person.
Not
and then you
a
find
chance.
Yourself having – you're staring at them like a dog with a tilted head. You're like, is this person real – like are these real thoughts that are coming out of their brain and they have children?
Right.
And I have to deal with them.
Uh-huh.
You know, you ever just walk away and go – oh, my God, you're completely insane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do I do? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
That's why I avoid school. So I don't want to go anywhere near it. Olga, you go get him. Now, it – yeah, so the bar stool guys were awesome, great, just so great, so sweet. Listen to their – and I was their very first mom on their show.
Really?
Yeah. They had never had a mom before.
They mostly just have dads as guests?
I don't
– Or they don't have
just,
guests?
They have guests once in a while, but they're other dads. Not They've never had a mom. They're like, you're our first mom. And when they launched, he emailed me and he said, we would love to come. And when they come to L.A., he really wants to do For Crying Out Loud.
No.
Yeah, no. He doesn't have enough followers.
What if I was just like, no? You're like, but they let me do their show, and I told them they could do our show. No.
No.
No, thanks.
I'm going to have a –
What if we were like that with each other? Just in case you guys are wondering.
Because we're not crazy, that's
sometimes
why.
Sometimes we get pitched guests, and we'll just go, are you fucking crazy? Why
Did
would
you just
even
meet
ask
us? Yeah, I know.
No, we don't want that person that's like, hey, someone's such a – parent that has a whole eating healthy program,
right?
Where
Book
you follow,
they just put out.
Yeah, that's all about like the 5 steps to eating the healthiest meals you can. Fuck off.
I know. Like, our emails back are like, really? Why would you even send us this? Did you just know? No, have you ever listened to us?
This person is all about how to limit television. How to be the healthiest parent you can be, but not go. How to limit your kids' television, but and only introduce educational programs. But no,
no, no is a sentence.
If you have a program that you're pitching us that's like, here's a program for parents to follow, and if they just really live their life by this, no, we're not going to be interested. So don't even email us.
But if you went to, you know, the Saudi Arabia and you became a harem,
absolutely, yes.
And you got sold into sex.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
And now you're a
hooker.
Mom
and now you're a – yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like anybody that forwards this stuff has to know at this point the stuff that we're going to go, yes, we're pretty much always in tune. We're either – or every once in a while there's something that Lynette will be like, I don't give a shit about this, but if Steph's really into it, I'll do it.
Yeah,
or I'll
yeah.
be like, I really – I'm kind of really. A pass, but if Lynette has her heart set, that's fine.
Lynette
but
has her heart.
But usually we're both
like
no.
No. Yeah. You know, the guilty thing I was just thinking too like because Sonny has his camp last week ended. So now he's at the morning camp, but now he doesn't have the afternoon. Now he's free in the afternoons. And I had Natalia in the afternoons. So that was like, okay, what are we going to do today? What are we going to – so Natalia and I – now here's the thing with Natalia. You're going to go swimming with me, Mommy? She wants to go swimming. And if I like want to entice her and tell her, okay – don't stay at Cammie's forever. Come home at 3 o'clock and I'll go swimming with you. And then she'll go, only if you're going to get your hair wet.
Oh, that's like so bargaining funny. Thing,
right? And I'm like,
because you're not in their minds. Look, just dipping in. If you're like, I'll sit on the edge and I'll go into my waist. And then they know that that means you're just going to get right back out and get on your phone.
No, they want you in.
Right,
they
swimming
want you
around.
Cannonballs. And they want you doing handstands. And they want to hold your hand and do like the backflip and the front flip. And, blah, blah, blah. And what am I saying underwater? And go underwater and yell a word. And what am I saying underwater? That's swimming. Like, that is what they want. That's what they want.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
Right?
Yes.
And then your hair is all jacked up for the rest of the day, and now you're screwed, and you smell like Lorene.
Now you have to go to CVS and try to find a clarifying shampoo because you realize you're out of it. And then CVS doesn't have it. You're like, well, didn't you used to carry Paul Mitchell clarifying shampoo? Then you're like, who do I have to blow to get a clarifying shampoo up in this house? And you got to go to a beauty supply, and like, then you're like, I can't find any. Now you got to order some online. Now your hair looks crappy for like 5 days. You've just given me a week's
only
worth
ones
of work.
With this problem. No, just giving me a week's worth. Oh, that's so true.
So that I could figure out what you're saying underwater.
I know.
And they're like, aren't there some activities on dry land that we could do that are just as fun?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say. So Natalia, that was with Natalia, right? So now it's the other way. Now she's got volleyball camp this week in the afternoon. Great. Now Sunny is going to be home in the afternoon. Now I was thinking on my way here, like, how am I going to get out of playing basketball in the heat? I'm like, I don't want to play basketball. I know that's what he's going to want to do.
Right.
Mom, come outside and shoot some hoops with me, please. Will you come outside? Will you come outside? First it's, will you play basketball with me? No. Then the second is, can you sit outside with me? And we don't have any comfortable chairs because Phil ate them all. We have no cushions. Everything is hard. There's nowhere to sit. My back hurts.
This is my favorite episode in a while.
I know,
I'm getting therapy from this.
Right?
Yes, it's so true. All of it.
I don't want to sit. I'm so hot. It's too hot. Go in the pool. Right. You're so hot.
Right. And then you're like, do you guys just want to watch a movie? And they're like, well, not from the 80s.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. All the good ones are from the 80s. And then you're like, okay, how about this one? Is it from the 80s? No, it's from the 90s. Early 90s. Is that okay? No. It has to be from the 2000s. Even the 2000s is like half. It's before they were born.
Right.
Like LB, who's oldest, is born in 2004.
Right.
So it's like when we were young and our parents trying to make us watch a movie from before we were born.
Yeah.
You're like, that's boring.
Yeah.
That's from before I was born.
Right.
They didn't even have Instagram. Like – and you're like, well, but they had Facebook. They're like, can't relate.
I know.
I'm always trying to look for
if the
good
lion
movies for tweens that are recent.
Is roaring in the beginning, then it's too not for them. I know. Always Googling good movies for tweens.
Me too.
Yeah, I know. We and watch Sandlot. I've never
seen
it.
I love The Sandlot. My kids like that movie.
I know. You told me to watch it a long time ago. And I told them, let's watch it. And then we watched like the preview and they're like, no.
That's how my kids are.
And then finally, somebody said it the other day, let's watch it. So I said, okay, let's watch it. And then I wasn't paying attention to half of it because I was on my laptop.
Right.
And then the other half I started watching because I was like, this is a good movie. And then later on, like the next day, like, let's watch a movie. I go, let's watch Sandlot because I didn't pay attention the first half. And we just watched it. And I said, yeah, but I didn't watch it. Well, that's your dumb fault. This is what goes on in our house.
My kids get set on a movie. They'll watch something and then they want to watch it like 8 more times and bring other people over to watch it. Uh-huh. So the new one that not that it's new. We went through a phase of Parent Trap a while ago, the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap. Mm-hmm. But Sadie just got re-excited about it. So she had a sleepover the other night and they watched Parent Trap. And then the very next day she was like, let's watch Parent Trap.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of works out sometimes if you have to rent it from iTunes.
Right.
And then you're like, well, we have
Since
it
we
for
have
24
it.
Hours. Let's watch it
yes.
17 times.
Yes, yes. Let's get as most out of it as possible.
No. John, there was a movie that – okay. So this happens on iTunes. You know when you download a movie, when you've rented it a couple times, sometimes iTunes won't let you rent it again. You have to buy it.
Oh.
Have you had that
no.
happen? Yeah. So there's a movie they like Daddy's Home.
Really?
Have you seen that one?
No, wait. Oh, with Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
And what's his face? Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so my kids like that movie.
That. Yeah, we watched that a bunch of times.
They love that. So I guess they'd rented it too many times, so they had to buy it. So John was like, all right, I wasn't home at the time that this happened, but I guess John let them buy it, but was like, you're going to need to watch this 20 times over the summer so you can get our money's worth.
Sounds like an add-on.
It's just hilarious mm-hmm. that they're going to watch that movie.
Right.
And there's some really inappropriate – it's remember when I watched that movie, what was it, Big Brother? What was the one –
there was that one
that
movie.
I watched that was – so unbelievably inappropriate, but I'd already, but oh, it was
you're already too deep.
It was a Will Ferrell and oh, who's the guy? Three names.
Jeffrey Scott Peterson.
No, John, what's that? It has something to do with like older brother,
stepbrother.
Will you please just Google stepbrother so I can see who the actor is that I just can't think of his name?
Because I can try my. Because
I'm 80.
It's kind of going a bit nuts right now.
Okay. Well, anyway, that movie.
John C. Reilly.
Yes.
John C. Reilly.
I thought it was three words, but it was a middle initial.
Yeah.
That movie, which seemed like it would be a typical Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Like a daddy's home or whatever. No.
Right. No.
Just teabagging.
Oh, geez.
Jokes and.
Mom, what's teabagging?
There was actual testicle. You could see. And I told you, I was halfway in. The kids were like, this is so inappropriate. But Xander was liking it, so I was like, well, what am I going to do? My kids are ruined. I've ruined them.
I know. Yeah. Well, so I'm going to go sweat in the heat this week playing basketball with Sonny.
So I have very few – I have this problem that you have, and I'm going to have it all summer. Although I'm going to say something that's pretty controversial probably.
Uh-oh.
I'm enjoying my summer. I am – appreciative every morning that I wake up and don't have to make lunch and that I can sleep in if I want to. I can't, my body doesn't sleep in. It's so used to getting up early. And I still, so the way things work in my house mm-hmm. is I get up, I'm the hit the ground running person. Yeah. I'm the early shift. So uh-huh. I walk the dog. Here's my morning. I wake up, I've set the coffee the night before, but I wake up, I brew the coffee. And then I take the dog out for a walk, a mm-hmm. long walk. Then I come home. Then I give the dog her medicine.
Mm-hmm.
This dog, man, she's on more meds than all my kids put together.
Mm-hmm.
Give the dog the meds, feed the dog. Then the kids kind of wake up. Then I make everybody breakfast, make myself breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then like today, well, the kids weren't up when I got up today because I had to work.
Yeah.
But normally I'm the morning shift and then John takes like the late shift.
Right.
He lets the dog out for the last pee of the night. And
yeah.
We used to have to give Sadie her growth hormones uh-huh. at night after she was asleep. But I know I told you this on a previous episode. It's kind of amazing. She started giving it to herself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is – I didn't know what a thing it was at night that just kind of hanging over my head like, okay, I have to go – can't mm-hmm. remember – can't forget – but I have to wait till she's asleep. And in the summer, it would have been hard because she mm-hmm. goes to bed late.
Right.
But she does it herself every night. She's it's amazing.
That's great.
So anyway, John takes over at night. But I am really enjoying not having that drive to school.
Mm-hmm.
The rush of the morning just feels like – but then you do pay for it in the fact that you have to keep them entertained.
Yeah.
But I'm finding that having the pool next door
mm-hmm.
Just
being able to enjoy your kids and your family and relax and just be.
Yeah, and kind of like every night so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure this will wear off. But in July, Elby's going to have a – like next Monday, Elby goes to sleepaway camp for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then like she comes home. I think she's home for 1 week. And then she and Sadie are both in a twilight camp. So they're gone every day from 1 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then then she'll be home for a few days, and then she's going to go to sleepaway camp for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I'm really trying to enjoy Elby while I have her.
Yeah.
And the other two don't have a lot going on, but like I was going to put Sadie in a – Julia suggested this
mm-hmm. –
in a cooking camp
mm-hmm.
for 5 days from 9 to 12. But it was like $400 for 3 hours. And I'm like, so, okay, here's the thing. I'm basically going to pay $400 for her to be somewhere for 3 hours, which really just creates a little more of a pain in the ass for my day. Because now she has to be somewhere
right.
at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And then be picked up by noon.
Right.
And for what? So it's not going to be that fun.
No, I know. That's
what
I have.
It's not going to be $400 worth of fun.
No.
But she'll probably complain about it, too.
Yeah. I have to get up, though, and take Sonny at 8:30. He has to be at his strategy games camp thing. And then, you know, he's got
right.
And then his friends – then his friends go off and do the cooking class. And then he goes to the architecture, whatever.
Right.
And then they come back and they meet at the – they do the sports for a lifetime class. And then they're done at 12:15 or whatever. But I got to get him there at 8:30.
Yeah. See, that's a pain.
That is a pain. It is.
But that's just for this week or for 2 weeks?
No, it's the whole – pretty much the whole summer.
Whole summer?
Mm-hmm. It's a summer program thing that
– So it's basically like having to get him to school.
I know. I think it's over in mid-July. It's been going for a while. I think he's over in mid-July maybe. But it's for a while.
So then you have what, like 1 month?
Yeah.
See, I'm going to plan some like
– I know.
I love the fact that I have more or less part – that I work – part-time. Mm-hmm. So I have all of our podcasts.
Yeah.
And then I have another job that's in San Clemente that's –
Hooker?
Hooker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. High class
yeah,
though.
Colin. Hi, call girl.
I'm a video girl. What do you call that? A webcam?
Yeah.
Webcam girl for people that like the older ladies.
What?
Oh.
Thought that you were
specialty.
Yeah.
No, but what I love is that I can – like Wednesday – I was like, let's go to Six Flags because we have our passes. Invite some kids to go to Six Flags with us. So I can do like a day.
Right.
Because they're not right now in camp. Mm-hmm. I like that. Or
I know.
I wanted to just go, you know what? Fuck it all. Mm-hmm. We're going to Palm Springs for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Yeah, I know. It's
not
great.
That I have the energy. But
not that I would. I'm too lazy.
But I like having those.
Absolutely.
I like having nothing to do.
Yeah,
I
know.
Is there something wrong with me?
No. No, I felt – that last night I said it. Like I got home from the bar crawl and the monitor went out.
I know. My computer is not acting very good right
now.
Are
we being – are you recording this?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's still recording. It's just my computer is not okay. So I'm trying to see what I can do with it.
It's crazy from the heat. Yeah, I was just saying I got home from the bar crawl. Because I took one of the first flights out in the morning because everybody had to get on the first flight out because it was the cheapest.
Right, right.
And I wasn't going to be the, you know, the boss lady that sleeps in and takes the noon flight out like Ray wanted to do. Ray's like, Lynette, so why are we leaving so early? I was like, because, Ray, we're going to go with everybody. We're getting on the flight except I'm going to Burbank. You're going to LAX with everybody else.
Right.
But so I got home early and nobody was home. I was like, huh.
Nice.
Yeah, I missed everybody, but I was like, when are they going to come home? And Sonny was at basketball, and she was at Cammie's, and Adam's like, I don't know. So Adam was home, and then we hung out.
How did they get there, Olga?
Adam took care of them this weekend.
And he took them, like, to different places, like to Cammie's house and to camp?
Cammie's dad picked him up, picked her up, and dropped her off.
Mm.
And then Sonny went with Jensen and spent the night – And then went to the basketball. So Adam did not take Sonny to his tournaments. He didn't go. He had Miss Shannon take him. Okay. So he got out of that. But, yeah, he's a hero. He took care of the kid. You see what I'm saying? Like the Barstool guys are
a hero.
Like, I know.
Right.
I'm
right.
Joking.
Oh, yes.
He's no fucking hero.
Right,
like the Barstool guys are like, oh, my God. Like if I would be at their, you know, tournament. But also, though, to be fair – to him, though, the one thing is there are workers at our house, like, at 7:30 a.m. on a Saturday.
Okay, I got it.
And they're, like, construction, you know, and it's his day to be able to, you know, and we're almost done with that bedroom. He's working fast. So to be fair to him, he had the construction. Otherwise, he was going to take them. But anyway, it was just nice. I got to take a nap. Then they came home, and then we went swimming up to my waist. Because then I was like, the other thing is like, can you get your hair wet? Then I think, what do I got to do tomorrow?
Right.
Oh, I have to be somewhere. No, I'm not going to get my hair wet.
Yeah.
That's why my hair is fine right now. So, and then I said, let's go to dinner. I want to go to dinner. Let's all go out to dinner. And Adam was working. And then I didn't think he was going to come. And then he came home. And then we all were like getting ready. And we went out to dinner. And I was like, this is so nice. I love summer. Like this, it's nice, you know. But I do have to get up early and take Sonny at 8:30 in the morning. The next morning, but
I do have a little complaint about John. He has been, although he has been stepping up, cleaning the kitchen a little bit more, you know, and just kind of offering to and taking care of stuff around the house. It's nice, but it was funny because so last week, while you were gone,
yeah,
I had to drive to – I had a job interview for this for a gig. Mm-hmm. There'll be a few times a month that I'm pretty excited about.
Can you tell us?
Yeah. It's co-hosting a radio show that's with a psychiatrist.
Nice.
Yeah, that's called In Your Right Mind. And it's how do I put this? It's like a sponsored show.
Oh, like Teresa was saying that she's done like that.
Yes, except for this is not really a commercial for it's for a place called Sovereign Health, mm-hmm. and they have it's like a rehab center.
Uh-huh.
But the guy who runs the place buys this radio time mm-hmm. for like a FM, yeah, like what Teresa does, mm-hmm. except for he's not trying to really sell. He's kind of doing it as a public service.
He's
doing a show about different psychiatric issues.
I love that.
About mental health, about like I pitched a show and so I'm going to be the co-host. And it's going to be like a
cool show
because he's saying it's not a commercial for anything.
Right.
So we'll do our show and make it entertaining and engaging and then – he will run ads for his company within the show.
Right.
But
Smart.
He wants it to just be a fun show. So it's an hour a week, but and I have to drive to San Clemente, but I can do that, a couple times a month.
Yeah.
And record a couple shows at a time.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
We're going to do for Sword and Scale.
Oh, nice.
So this is like another job for me. But then, funny thing is, so I had to go and meet the guy.
Right.
So I went like last Thursday for this meeting, and it was at a weird time that there was traffic, and I had to do something else first. So it ended up being kind of an all day thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing was going scheduled with. Oh no, John had to take Elby for a follow up. She just had some oral surgery. He just had to run her by the place, which is just blocks from our house. It was mm-hmm. no big deal. So he did that, but I don't think he knows. Like it's hard for him to have extended time where they're just. Because he gets that like, well, what should we
– what are we doing?
And they get bored. And I do stuff with the kids. Like I will – like you said, like I'll run them next door to go – even if mm-hmm. it's a little thing. Or let's all go to the mall.
Right.
Or let's all go to lunch or whatever.
Yes.
So the thing that he decided that he was going to do was walk the dog and then he was going to take them to dinner mm-hmm. at Paquito Mas. That was going to be his big outing. But Lynette, it took me – it was so stressful mm-hmm. this trip to San Clemente. It mm-hmm. was so stressful. It was – Waze got me lost. Traffic was horrible. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be there at 4:30, and I left with an hour to spare. I wanted mm-hmm. to get there an hour early. I was like, I'll just hang out in my car or I'll just go grab something to eat. I didn't get there until 5.
Ugh.
So I had to pull over and call the woman and go, I don't know what's going on, but traffic I was in stop traffic. So I'm all stressed out, right? I'm late, a half hour late to this meeting.
I know that feeling.
I'm like, I am so sorry to the guy, mm-hmm. the doctor's assistant. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I promise you I left in plenty of time, but mm-hmm. traffic is terrible and Waze is telling me I'm not going to be there till 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scared that she was going to say he's not going to be able to meet you that late.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, okay, I'm going to rearrange a couple things in his schedule and we'll make it work and just get here when you can. So I get there. I'm with him for like an hour and a half, mm-hmm. hour and 45 minutes, mm-hmm. having this great meeting. But then I'm done. Now I have to drive home and there's still traffic driving home. I call John and he's like, yeah, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk the dog and they might come with me and then I'm going to go take them for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, good. That's nice.
Right.
But then, of course, then later he calls me and he's like, hey, so I haven't gone yet. And I'm like, it's been another hour. Now I'm like, long story short, he's like, well.
We'll wait for you to get
I go, well, can you order me something? Because mm-hmm. now I'm starving, mm-hmm. right? I go, when you guys go to Paquito Mas, will you order me something? He's like, well, why don't you just come meet us? Because we haven't even left yet. You're going to be in plenty of time to come meet us. I don't want to fucking come meet you. You said you were going to take them to dinner. Just take them to dinner. And look, in his defense, I could have been like, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just meet you at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what the hell? I'm not avoiding them.
Right.
So he was like, yeah, just come. So I went and met them
for
dinner.
I know.
It was fine.
I know.
But like,
I know.
I could have used an mm-hmm. hour to decompress mm-hmm. by myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
He didn't understand like why it would have been so helpful for him to just order me food and bring it home. Like, he should have just been like, got it. Yeah. Just meet us at home.
Mm-hmm. That's the Barstool guy's way of doing things. Like, that's why I want to kick Adam in the nuts. Because I know that feeling, Stephanie. It's the worst. And it does.
Because he gets so much time alone.
Right.
To gather his thoughts.
Right.
Because I am always taking them somewhere or doing something with them or planning their play dates. Or, or having this person sleeping here, but this one sleeping there, coordinating. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets lots of time where nothing is expected of him.
Right. I know.
Uh-huh. And I know he totally tries. I just don't think they get,
no.
like, that we need that,
too. What's the big deal? I know. And also, what you just described is giving me anxiety because I know that feeling to be stuck in traffic, to have Waze tell you to go in different directions, and now you don't know where the hell you're going, and to know that you're going to be late to something important. That alone is stressful. Then you get there and you have your meeting, whatever. Now you're looking at traffic going home. It's that is a lot. It takes a lot. I don't know. I mean, for a 22-year-old, no. But for us that have all this other stuff going on, it is. It's tiring. You just want everything to be – to hear that, okay, at the homestead, everybody's taken care of. You just got to go home. Meal will be waiting for you when you get there. Like, that's all you want to
– which is what the fellas get.
Right. They get it all the time. So
– they come home. I'm always thinking of him.
Right.
Like, if I stop with the kids, even if I go out to eat with the kids, I'm always grabbing him something to eat,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Anyway, enough bitching. Hey.
Yeah.
BarkBox. Speaking of dogs and taking the dog for a walk, why not treat your dog while you're at it? We love our dogs. They're like another kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a subscription box that spoils your dog.
Yeah.
And it's not even that expensive. And I love – like, okay – Penelope has specific things that she likes and that she doesn't like. And with BarkBox, you can tailor make the box for the type of dog you have.
Yes.
You know, so if you like a lot of stuff that they can chew on, you can do that. If you like more treats.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super fun. You get to open this box and find like a bunch of fun stuff for your dog.
Yes. And especially if you have a dog that likes to chew all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, if you don't have a dog, why not? It's a great gift for somebody that does have a dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's shipped to your door. You get a unique variety of toys and treats that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And all – this is important. They didn't even say it's important. It's important to me. All the edibles are made in the U.S. or Canada.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to buy
– no.
You don't want treats that are made in China.
No.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay? Your dog's happiness and – engagement during the unboxing is going to be super fun.
Aww.
Yeah. And so here's the offer for our listeners.
Phil,
for
eat the
a
box.
Free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/FCOL. And when you subscribe for a 6 to 12 or 12 month plan, you get a free extra box.
Nice.
Yeah, you got to do that. So that's BarkBox.com/FCOL. O-L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then before we wrap, listen, we got a bunch of new Patreon subscribers.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And I love that I can see all your email addresses, so I know who you are. So I know if I have to limit.
If you rat us out, we'll know who did it.
Yeah.
I think.
Because we have been getting pretty personal.
Yeah.
So tomorrow – for your okay, so today's Tuesday that you're listening. So tomorrow Patreon comes out, and it's going to be another story.
Oh, I can't wait.
About like kind of crazy.
Oh boy,
thing that you run into sometimes that you're like, really?
Ah,
I can't talk about this on the regular show because just on the off chance that somebody that knows this person listens, they're going to be like, how dare you?
Yes, because that does happen.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good Patreon story. And if you want to join at the $50 a month level, which is really not that much if you think about it.
No. And the people that have been doing it
have
been continuously doing it. So it must be helping their business. Right?
Yes. Yes. Because Kate Marengo told me, I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but she's gotten like 6 or 7 new clients.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Aww,
from advertising with us. So
that's
it's
nice.
Good. This week, I'm going to shout out Kelly Flores.
My girl.
Yeah, Rodan and Fields. She can get y'all your skincare needs taken care of at kflores, F-L-O-R-E-S, myrnf.com, or find her on Facebook at Kelly Nelson Flores. Ashley Duchesne has that Photo Spark podcast on iTunes, and her website is Ashley, ashleyduchene.com. She's also on Facebook and Insta. Kate Marengo, racking up the new clients, Interior Chicago. It's an interior design service online. You can go to interiorchicago.com and find Kate Marengo. Sarah Dean has the podcast Shameless Mom, where she talks about parenting in a very personal, fun way. Go to her website, shamelessmom.com, for more information. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. Tish Clevenger will help you add 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet at Tish Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R, at sbcglobal.net or clevenger.juiceplus.com. Callie Weber, love Stella and Dot. They have the cutest stuff, great for gifts. Find her on Facebook at Treat Yourself. Okay, that's Callie Weber. Michelle McKibben, California Mortgage Loan Officer, People's Home Equity Mortgage, 707-208-8302 or mckibben.michelle@yahoo.com. And you know what? Might as well just give them all the shout-outs today while we're at it. Almost done. Heather Nesbitt, that's the – that she makes those LuLaRoe she's a LuLaRoe salesperson.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Those leggings are super soft.
I know. They're very comfortable.
You got to get some. She's on Facebook at Heather N. LuLaRoe or Instagram at LuLaRoe Heather Nesbitt. So do that. And last but not least, our newest Lip Sense. It's a waterproof lipstick. Again, I'm going to tell you that pink champagne is the color that I'm going to order because I want it.
Nice.
It lasts up to 18 hours. It's like it lasts. You get shine and lip color for 18 hours.
I'm going to use that this week.
Yeah. And her name is Brooklyn. And you can find her at Kiss and Makeup, Kiss and Makeup by Brooklyn. Or you can email her at heartofbrooklyndesign@gmail.com.
Nice.
Go find her. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for all your support. Thanks for Patreon. Thanks for listening to our show. Thanks for telling your friends to listen to our show. Thank you, Hungover, Kaylin, Brandon.
Thank you.
For showing
Love
up.
You guys.
Thanks, guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
For you here. Come and no need to tell me twice. And I picked up all your pieces. Now go, and follow your woman through the weather, then shed your body to be free. Go follow your mama, goodbye kiss for me.
through the weather, yeah. And then shed your body to be free. Go follow your woman through the zephyr, yeah. Just give my mama a goodbye kiss for me.
Mistrial, an inside look at how the criminal justice system works and sometimes doesn't. Written by Mark Garagus and Pat Harris and narrated by Mike Dawson.
Another thing about the Scott Peterson case that has always puzzled us is the widespread, almost unanimous opinion that Scott was guilty before one piece of evidence was introduced. If you examine every high-profile case of the past two decades, O.J., Michael Jackson, Casey Anthony, Robert Blake, the Duke lacrosse team, Dr. Conrad Murray, you'll see that every one of the defendants had some group or constituency that argued on behalf of their innocence. But Scott Peterson didn't. When we took over the case, we soon found out that it was considered an accepted fact that he was guilty.
Mistrial. Available now at iTunes, Audible, and AdamCarolla.com.